Carl, look, The Wiz is on tonight.
Hey, you know, Laura loves that movie. She was only 5 years old when it first came out. She loved the song so much, she got up and started dancing in the aisles.
What did you do?
Pretended she was somebody else's kid. Oh, hey, honey. Laura. Come on and ease on down the road. Come on and ease on down the road. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on, ease on down the road. Hey, wanna watch The Wiz with me tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm meeting Stefan.
Oh, well. You know, Laura, we haven't spent any time together, you know? We should set aside some time.
I know. I'm kind of busy all this week.
Well, how about Sunday?
All right, let's do a Sunday.
Okay. Hey, and let's make some of that homemade ice cream that you used to like when you were little.
All right, as long as you don't eat it all like you did when I was little.
Hey, Sunday.
Okay.
It's a date.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, baby.
Huh?
I'll watch The Wiz with you.
Ooh, okay. Then I'll go make us some.
Coming on. We're gonna have a Boss-O-Rama TV Fun Fest.
Just got picked to be a contestant on a game show.
Which one?
What do you know?
Well, what do you know? You know, I didn't know you were a fan of game shows.
Hey, I'm a fan of any show that gives away a brand new car.
Wow. You know, they have some pretty tough questions on that show.
So what? I can handle anything they throw my way.
Oh, really? Who led the charge up San Juan Hill?
Well, that would have had to have been a very brave Spanish guy. Like, maybe Juan Valdez?
Get some lovely parting gifts.
Hey, Steve, I just got a great idea. Why don't you go on the show as me? You'll win all the prizes, and then you can give them to me.
Why don't you just study?
Oh, man, I don't have time to study. I'm in college. Besides, I gotta be at the television studio tomorrow.
Well, maybe you'll luck out and the categories will be babes, b-ball, and bad pickup lines.
I have something in my purse that you were gonna love. I've got two tickets to see your favorite group, Blackstreet.
Hey, well, what's going on?
Max got his tickets to Blackstreet.
Oh, great. What's that?
Not what, who? It's a bomb new group.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Mr. Ray sing with them?
Not Mr. Ray, Dr. Dre.
Right, right. He used to sing with Hot Diggity Dog.
No, that's Snoop Doggy Dog.
Whatever.
The concert is at the Ibex Club, Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, girl, I'm there. Aren't you forgetting something?
No, I already thanked Max.
No, I'm talking about the date you have with your father on Sunday night.
Oh, man, I forgot.
You know, he's really looking forward to spending some time with you.
I know, I was looking forward to it, too.
That's great, because he'll be very disappointed if you cancel.
Well, bye-bye, Blackstreet. Maybe not. My dad and I are going to make ice cream together. I'll just make sure we're finished in time to get to that concert.
Cool.
Because Sunday,
we are going to jam.
It's time to play Basic Cable's most popular game show, What Do You Know? And here's the man with all the questions, Lee McNamara.
All right, welcome to What Do You Know? The game that asks...
What do you know?
Okay, let's meet our contestants. First up is a pork salesman from Council Bluffs, Iowa. His hobbies include stamp collecting, origami, and making his own vodka. Let's have a big welcome for Lyle Sotomayor!
Hello.
Nice to have you here, Lyle.
Thanks. The trip on the Amtrak was a dream come true. I saw a cow.
Okay. Our next contestant is a college student from Chicago, Illinois. His hobbies include boxing, women, and looking good. So let's have a big What Do You Know welcome for Eddie Winslow. That was really time-consuming. And our last contestant also hails from the Windy City. Now, this young man only showed up at our studio a couple of hours ago. But our producers were so impressed with his vast knowledge, they decided to put him on right away. His hobbies are bugs, polka, and gene manipulation. Let's give it up for Stephen Q. Urkel! Is everybody okay?
I didn't know game shows were so dangerous, Lee.
You know, Steve and Eddie, I can't help but notice that you're both sporting a similar look. Now, what do you say, audience? Do you think this is something that's going to catch on with the kids?
No!
Thank God. All right, don't you dare go away. We'll be right back with round one right after this word from RuPaul's Chicken Roasters.
here because you've altered your genes in the name of greed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah! You've changed yourself into me. Well, there's only one person in this whole world that's smarter than me. And that's me. I'm taking you down, Edo.
What do you know? Now, our game consists of three rounds, each with its own category. In the first round, the questions are worth 25 points, and the points double with each successive round. As always, our contestants start with 10 points. There you go. There you go. And there you go. Contestants, are you ready?
Great!
Okay. Audience, it's time to find out.
What do you know?
All right. For 25 points, what is the capital of Sri Lanka?
Colombo.
Correct.
Colombo is a port in the Indian Ocean, inhabited by the Muslims in the 8th century, followed by the Portuguese in the 16th century, and then the Dutch in the 17th.
Well, thank you. Now, our next...
It was taken over by the British in 1796, and also used as an Allied naval base during World War II.
All righty, then.
Colombo's industries are ivory carving, gem cutting, textiles, tobacco processing, and oil refining.
Well, that's the end of our first round. Now, in this round, all of the questions will be worth 50 points, and the category is famous American painters. Who painted the classic urban masterpiece, Nighthawk?
Edwin Hopper.
That's right.
But he first became famous for his etchings.
That's very impressive, fellas.
He was born in 1882.
I guess, but he died in 1967.
Oh, it was raining.
Oh, yes, but it cleared up the next day, and for the next 2 weeks, the humidity was slightly above average.
That's enough. You've given us way more information than we need.
Oh, sorry, Lee. I had fish for breakfast. And you know that's brain food.
Yeah? Well, you're gonna have to eat a whole school of tuna if you're gonna beat me.
I just had bacon.
Okay. Sorry I'm late. I was just getting dressed.
Well, don't let me interrupt. Go upstairs and finish dressing.
I am finished.
Oh.
What are we making?
Your all-time favorite, Rocky Road.
Oh, good.
You know, the first time we did this, you were only 5 years old, and you had just lost your tooth, and you were worried you wouldn't taste the ice cream because you lost your sweet tooth.
That's cute. Is it done?
Well, Laura, homemade ice cream takes time.
Well, yeah, if you turn it slow like that. Can I try?
See, you gotta put some elbow grease into it. Get a rhythm going.
Now that's what I call ice cream.
That's what I call soup. Sweetheart, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, I get the feeling that you're trying to rush this.
Daddy, I have been looking forward to this all week. There's no place I'd rather be right now than right here with you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mr. Winslow.
Hey, Maggie.
Laura. Ooh, you look great. Are you ready for the concert?
Concert?
Did I forget to mention the concert?
Yes, I believe you did.
Daddy, Maxine got us tickets to see Blackstreet. It was a last-minute thing, and I just didn't know how to tell you.
Well, it's all right. Hey, I don't blame you. A concert is way more exciting than spending time with your old dad. But you go. Have fun.
You sure?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Check your groove, Faye.
Yeah, that's cool. You sure you don't mind? Hey, they're your favorite group.
Hey, what are you two over there talking about?
Come on, Daddy. You and I are gonna go see Blackstreet.
Huh? You wanna take me?
I sure do.
Sausage?
Oh, sorry, Lyle. The correct answer is Mamie Eisenhower. Oh, well, that siren means either it's the end of round three or someone's in the parking lot stealing my Eldorado. All right, let's check out the scores. Steve Urkel and Eddie Winslow each have 3,970 points. And Lyle, you just have the 10 points you started with. I hope you're not too disappointed.
Well, a little. I was hoping to win the car because I need a ride home.
Bummer. But on the bright side, Lyle, maybe one of your opponents will win that new car! Tell them about it, Johnny!
Do you even care that you might win that car on Pilfer James? Nope.
What do you know?
Here's the bonus question. Now, at this point, all the contestants decide how many of their points they want to wager. And the highest point total wins the new car. All right. Lock in your bets now. Here is your bonus question. Two women graced the cover of last year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. One was Valeria Mazza. Who was the other supermodel? All right, let's start with you, Steve. What do you know? Oh, Claudia Schiffer, a good guess, but it's wrong. How many points did you bet, Steve?
I bet them all, Lee.
All right, Hetty, what do you know? Kathy Ireland. Well, another good but completely wrong guess. Did you bet all your points, too?
Oh, well, I guess I did, Lee.
All right, Lyle, what do you know?
No.
Tyra Banks, that's right! How many points did you bet?
Nothing. I was playing conservative.
Well, this is one for the books. Our two giant brainiacs battled out for most the whole game, and then they choked on the final bonus question. Therefore, our winner, with the lowest point total ever is Lyle Soderborg! And that's it for another edition of What Do You Know? Hey, be good to yourselves, be good to your friends, and as my mother always said, bye-bye.
Tonight at 8, Robert's new celebrity status starts to rub everyone the wrong way on a brand new All of Us. Then at 9, Veronica finally uncovers the truth about who drugged and assaulted her at a party on an all-new Veronica Mars. Now stay tuned for Dance 360, next on UPN 27.
Man, is it ever good to be back to my usual good-looking, sexy self again.
Yeah, I don't think the world was ready for two Steve Urkels.
Man, Steve, it wasn't easy being you. I don't think I'll ever get over how high up those pants were.
Ah, but on the upside, you always know when your car keys are in your pocket.